Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
For this section of the show, I am joined by two of the directors selected for this year's edition of the European Film Promotions Women in Film Initiative Programme, run in collaboration with the Sydney Film Festival to promote gender diversity in cinema. Directly from Poland, please give a warm welcome to...
Małgorzata Koliszewska.
And Kasia Mateja.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Congratulations on making this year's cut. And thank you once again for joining us. We're going to attempt the arduous task of conducting a multi-track conversation without actually being able to see each other through the power of the internet. So anyways, the film being highlighted by the program is called Lessons of Love. And we will be talking about it a little later. But first, I wanted to ask you, just a very general question. How long have you guys known each other? Because both of you directed the film. So, and when did you decide to team up, so to speak?
So we know each other for around 8 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. We were doing different projects together, participating in the educational projects. We were teaching how to make a documentary films, the people in Poland. And we started collaboration on Lessons of Love four and a half years ago.
We met during a documentary project. It was, like Kasia said, teaching documentary filmmaking to amateurs.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was wondering while I was watching Lessons of Love whether that background in documentary influenced this film, which is a fiction film, essentially.
It's not.
Is it?
Lessons of Love is a documentary film. It may look like a fiction because we were shooting the film with a fiction-like visual approach, but it's an observational documentary, so all the characters and all the events in the film are real.
That is unbelievable. That's unbelievable. You fooled me.
Did you really think it was fiction?
I don't even care if people think that I'm an idiot. I thought it was fiction. It was so well shot. It was incredible. And I thought that it was like a type of Ken Loach exercise where people are just talking. My mind is blown right now.
Okay.
Now, was this your intention?
We also focused during the editing process on building this narrative structures from the scenes we recorded. So maybe that's another thing.
I'm blown away because the shots seem so structured and the whole film looks so well shot that I think that it's pretty possible that people may mistake it for a fiction film. Now, that prompts me to ask about the style, actually. Some shots seem very much... I wouldn't go as far as to say staged now, but there is an attention given to the actual look of the film as well.
Yeah, it may be because in some scenes we were using two cameras. In one scene in the film, we were using three cameras at the same time. It's when the characters are in the restaurant, and we just put the cameras were on the positions, and we left the place so the characters could feel natural. So we were using different techniques to get into this effect.
So now I'm incredibly intrigued. How did you actually meet these characters? How did you meet Yola? Is her name right?
I met her in this dancing club for seniors, which you can see in the movie a couple of times. This dancing is called Cafe Smile. And I met her there when I was actually planning to do a documentary about that place, because I was in love with that place. And there was a couple of very interesting characters there, but Yola turned out to be the most interesting one. Yola turned out to deserve her own movie for herself. So after shooting for a couple of months, me and Kasia, we left the idea of making the film about the dancing club, and concentrated only on Yola's story.
I gotta tell you, the camera loves her in a sense because she kind of has that movie star appeal to her too.
Exactly.
Oh yes, yes she does.
But she seems so open as well. I mean, completely natural in front of the cameras then. She was. She didn't have a problem with being filmed and also revealing personal parts of her own life.
Actually, she didn't because, you know, she was in such a moment in life when she really wanted something new, when she really, she left her husband, Bogdan. She came to Szczecin. She had a very serious operation because the operation that we see in the film is the second one that she had. And she really had like desperate need for something new in her life, to do something for herself. So this film was a perfect...
The film gave her also a motivation, yeah, for these changes, and the changes gave her motivation for being a part of the film. So these two things like connected in the ideal moment.
I can see that. Yeah, I can understand that. And it's fascinating because as she tells her life, I figured that maybe the film in a way was an opportunity to reevaluate the norms of domestic life in Poland, but also possibly elsewhere in the world. I mean, I'm sure of previous generations. What do you think?
I think a lot of women can relate to Yola's story. Mm.
Yes, there is a lot of domestic violence in Polish families, yeah. The subject is, of course, very serious, but even now when it's this corona time, the domestic violence is increasing and people don't have an opportunity to escape the houses, the flats for the last two and a half months. So, the subject is really serious and there is a lot of this violence in Poland. And I guess that in many places around the world. So we really hope that when someone will watch the film and if one person will find a motivation to leave the abusive relationship after watching Lessons of Love, we will be very happy. We want to make this change. We want to give strength to the people who want to change their lives and just escape the abusive relationship.
Pardon the simplicity of the question, but I think my credibility as a journalist has long gone after I said that I thought this film was a fiction film. But I wanted to ask you about the title of the film itself, Lessons of Love. I mean, is that in reference as well of experience or maybe that the concept of love itself?
You know, actually, this title was established when we were still making the film about the dancing club. Cafe Smile, because there was this song, this Polish song called Lessons of Love, and people really went crazy during that song. It was very euphorical on the dance floor, and we had this title for that film about the dancing club. And later, when we started making a different film and started going deeper into Yola's story, and when Yola started to open up herself a bit more, when she started taking music lessons, when she started to fall in love with Wojtek, it seems that this title now is even more perfect, you know, that we actually don't have to change the title because it fits so perfectly to what is happening, to Yola's process, you know, that is happening in the film. So that's why we left the title. It was
We kept the title.
Yeah, and I mean, the film is very joyous, I find as well. That's important to highlight, I feel. It's about freedom.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like when you were entering the Yola's world as a filmmaker and as a person, yeah, then you really could feel a lot of joy. It was like the joy and love is spreading around. So that's something kind of magical, really, that this woman, she has so much of this love and joy around that she is of course, she is a victim of this violence, but at the same time, she's so strong and so full of happiness that makes her character more interesting, yeah?
Now that I'm thinking about it, because I am still kind of blown away that this film is a documentary, and I'm just and I figured out why I'm blown away. We've talked about Yola, but like Yola's husband as well. Was it difficult to get him to agree and to be in the film, because he comes across as very aggressive?
Actually, it was not so hard to get him to agree, but it was hard for us to decide whether we should show him or not. And in the beginning, we thought that we will not show him, that we will maybe use his voice or show him in a, you know, like in a blurred way, like you can see in the film, he's behind the curtain. And we it was really a big task for us to decide, should we show him, how much we should show, and because we have a lot of material with Bogdan, because actually we were surprised, but it was not hard for him to agree. And he said he knows exactly what we are doing, that this is a film, that he's the bad guy, and that, you know, that he knows it's like that.
We actually spent the whole week living in this villa, even more than a week, living in this villa together with him and with Yola and their oldest daughter. So that gave us the opportunity to shoot these scenes. Yeah, because when we observed that a conversation between two of them is starting, then we took the cameras out and very silently get into the position and started to filming. So as Gosia said, we recorded a few conversations like similar to this we can see in the film.
Wow. I found this film absolutely fascinating. I encourage anybody to kind of check it out because it's well worth it. Just because This interview is being done in the context of women in film. I did want to ask you about a thought that you may have about gender diversity in movies. How do you feel the situation is now regarding this, maybe in Poland, but also elsewhere? And how do you feel that cinema can benefit from an increased diversity?
Recently, our producer Ania said that, and I agree with her. She said that while doing our film, she never had the thought that we are a woman making a film or we are a woman team making a film. We felt that maybe a bit more later, you know, when we were getting feedback or when we were trying to get money from certain places in Poland, then we could really feel that we are women making a film. Right?
It was great experience to be in the part of this woman team making a film about extraordinary lady. But what I observe in Poland that we have, there is a lot of great women documentary film directors, yeah? And yes, also the films are about women protagonists, like mm-hmm. Communion, for example.
Over the
limits of control. Yeah.
No, over the limits.
Over the limits. Sorry for missing the title. So the situation is like, it's really women's world now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Or it's starting to be. Yeah. Yeah. Because when we were participating in some kind of documentary workshops for developing our project, or later on we were a part of Doc Incubator. It was a workshop for films which are in editing process. So a lot of participants were women directors. Yeah. It was more than a half sometimes, yeah, Gosia?
Actually, when I was in Vida school at a documentary course, it was in 2012. But then we had almost all of the students were female. There was just one man studying
wow.
with us. half of them is right now making wonderful films, because one of them was Ania Zamecka, the director of Communion, and I could really feel that women are perfect for documentary.
Why is that? Why do you say that?
Patience.
Oh yeah, the woman has a lot of patience, and you
patience, Kasia.
You need a lot of patience when you are shooting a documentary. You really need to be in one place and just, you know, record for hours and observe, and then turn on the camera when you feel that that's the moment to record, yeah? And the process is very long. It's very often you do this for many years, yeah. So I can see that women have a lot of patience, yeah? which is necessary for making a documentary.
How long did it take you to film Lessons of Love?
4 years. Since we started, yeah.
That's a long commitment.
Yeah.
It's almost like being married to a project, in a sense.
That's true.
Going back to one of the themes of the movie. All right, so it's been fascinating. We actually ended up exceeding the time of the interview that I promised by quite a bit. But I feel like it has been a very fascinating conversation.
Thank you very much.
It has been. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.